Hi everyone, and welcome to this new episode of Geopolitical Report podcast. I'm Jeremy Folke, your host and Special Regional Research Manager. Today I want to discuss with you the recent meeting between the Foreign Affairs Minister of Central Asian Republics and the Italian Foreign Affairs Minister. According to La Farnesina, and also to the Foreign Affairs Minister's Press Service of Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan, there was a meeting in Rome between Antonio Tajani, Foreign Affairs Minister of Italy, and the ministries of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. During the meeting, the parties discussed the cooperation collaboration between Italy and Central Asian Republic. I want to stress the fact this is the third meeting between the parties. The first one was in 2021 during the time that Luigi Di Maio was the Italian Foreign Affairs Minister. It is interesting because according to the website Olaf Farnesina, which reported the word of Antonio Tajani, who is currently the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Italy. Italy is looking to Central Asia with great interest because the region has a great potentiality for Italian business entrepreneurs, and also because Italy can provide this experience and know-how inside the region. Apart from this meeting between the parties, there were also other meetings, separate meetings. For instance, the Kyrgyz Foreign Minister held meetings with the diplomatic advisor to the President of the Italian Republic, Fabio Cassese, the chairman of the Italian Chamber of Deputies, Lorenzo Fontana, the secretary of the Holy See, the Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher. In turn, the Uzbek Minister Bakhtyor Saidov, according to the website of the Uzbek Foreign Affairs Ministry, he had talks with the chairman of the Italian Chamber and our deputies, Lorenzo Fontana, and the president of the International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, Alvaro Lario, and with Anna Maria Bernini, who is the Minister of University and Scientific Research of Italy. We do not have until now information from the Ministry of Kazakhstan or Turkmenistan, so we cannot provide you more information regarding possible separate meetings. What we know is that there is an interest in between the parties, particularly by the fact that both Central Asian republics, at least Turkmenistan and Kazakhstan, and also Italy, are supporting the international Trans-Caspian transfer route, the so-called Middle Corridor, and during this time there are different discussions regarding the opportunity to realize this infrastructure, which could speed up the trade between Europe and the Far East, bypassing the Russian infrastructure and exploiting Central Asia. Italy, as a member of the European Union, is supporting not only its agenda and foreign policy in Central Asia, but also Brussels' agenda. I would like to remind you that the European Union has already given its blessing to the initiative of the Middle Corridor, and also in January 2024, Brussels announced that it will invest around 10 billion euros as a part of its global gateway infrastructure plan to bypass the Russian also influence in the region. It is important that we have at the moment this third meeting between Italy and Central Asia, and this confirms, first of all, the Italian interest in the region. Secondly, also the fact that Central Asian republics are open to European countries, in particular Italy. In the last years, as a special regional reporter several times, there were different meetings between the Italian side and the different Central Asian republics, like Kyrgyzstan, but also recently in Tajikistan, or in the past Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan. What is important is that since Italy is considering investing or being more engaged in Central Asia, Farnesina at the Italian side should note that currently Central Asia is under the influence of the Russian Federation, if we look at the political, cultural, military aspect, and China, if we look at the economic investment side. Italy can provide to Central Asian Republic an opportunity to diversify their trade and political partners, but at the same time can be more involved in the regional geopolitical dynamics of, and also Italy should consider that Central Asia can face security challenges not only related to domestic politics, as happened, for instance, in 2022 when in Kazakhstan there was a political crisis, or also there were some political crises with the protest in Gorno-Batashkan in Tajikistan or in Uzbekistan, in the Autonomous Republic of Karakalpakstan, regarding the change of the constitution. But also Central Asia could be affected by terrorism, particularly because of the neighboring Afghanistan and the Islamic State Wilayat Khorasan propaganda aimed to target Central Asian citizens. It can also be affected by regional confrontation if you look at the problem of water scarcity, water management. Thanks for your attention, and I wish you a good weekend. I hope to see you soon and to talk with you soon regarding the geopolitical dynamics of Eurasia. Bye bye.